Hey, this is Blake Matheson on Radio Baker talking to Fallon County Undersheriff Nick Isley at the moment. Today he gave a presentation at a Fallon Medical Complex Lunch and Learn talking about seven dangerous drugs and their impact on Fallon County. And something interesting I thought that Mr. Isley talked about was prescription drugs. And you're talking about how that's kind of one of the leading things we see here in Fallon County. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So the accessibility to prescription drugs is a lot more prevalent than illegal narcotics that come through here. We do have a presence of illegal drugs, but anybody can go into their home and find some type of prescription drug that could impair them just in their own cupboard. So one of the issues that we're seeing with a lot of our individuals that are addicted to, let's say, like OxyContin or your hydrocodone or something like that. We're so close to Wyoming, South Dakota, North Dakota, and here in Montana. Unfortunately, the state prescription drug registries, they don't talk to each other. So it's real easy for someone to access a prescription of that in North Dakota, Wyoming, or South Dakota and come back. So it's something that we call doctor shopping. So they'll come to our local clinic and, you know, pain is a subjective symptom. You know, I could go in and say my back hurts, or they don't really have a meter that they can put that to say, well, you're at a 8, you know, this is what we'll give you. So more likely than not, they'll give them some type of narcotic analgesic to help alleviate that pain. Well, once that person gets on that, they can abuse it. Well, then I can go over to Bowman and I can tell the doctor the same thing, or I can go down to Sheridan and I can tell the doctor the same thing, and before you know it, I can have multiple months of this prescription drug that is legally prescribed, but I'm over taking the prescribed usage, which can fuel my addiction issue. And that's something that we see as a huge problem here, just where Fallon County is geologically located, where that's predominantly a lot of our problems, just the accessibility to those prescription drugs.
And then let's say I've got some prescription drugs in my cabinet that have been there for a while, something that I'm kind of trying to get rid of. What should I not do getting rid of those prescription drugs? Let's say I've got some kids in the house, I want to keep them out of their hands and out of the water system. What does the getting rid of your old prescriptions look like?
So first and foremost, do not flush your prescription drugs. Do not just throw them into the trash can, because if you have a family member in there that unbeknownst to you has an addiction problem, they can easily get those out of the trash can. So my best recommendation is you can bring them down to the sheriff's office. We will accept back any expired or unused prescription drugs. You can bring them down to Fallon County Medical Center. They'll take them. There's actually a drop box within the Fallon County Community Health just here below us, and the Rexall Pharmacy. Yep, you can take them back there. So do not dispose of them inappropriately. Give them to us. We'll make sure that they're appropriately destroyed.
Awesome. Well, thanks for your time, Mr. Isley, and we'll catch you again. There's another Lunch and Learn happening next month in April about tobacco. I'm not sure if Mr. Isley will be here for that one, but FMC and all of us will be around for that. But thanks for your time.
Perfect. Thank you very much.